Good morning. In a moment, we will begin the Romi conference call, where we will discuss the results for the third quarter of 2025. Good morning, and welcome to the Romi conference call, where the results of the third quarter of 2025 will be discussed. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is exclusively for investors and investment professionals. Any statements that may be made during this conference call regarding the company's business outlook, projections, and operational and financial targets are merely forecasts based on the management's expectations regarding the company's future. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions and the overall economic performance of the country, as well as the sector and international markets, and are therefore subject to change. Please note that this conference call is being recorded and held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English, accompanied by the slides available in the results center of our investor relations website at www.romi.com/investors. During the presentation, all participants will be connected in listen-only mode. We will then begin the Q&A session. To ask a question, enter it along with your name and the name of the company you represent in the Zoom app's Q&A tool. For audio questions, further instructions will be provided later. With us today are Mr. Luiz Cassiano Rosellen, CEO, and Mr. Fabio Tayar, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer. They will first present the results for the third quarter of 2025 and will then be available to answer your questions. Now I yield the floor to Mr. Luiz Cassiano Rosellen. Thank you, Julia. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure to be with you again to present Romi's results for the third quarter of 2025. We closed the quarter with consistent results, reaffirming the resilience of our business model, even in the face of a challenging economic environment. Net operating revenue reached 349 million reais, a 31.9% increase compared to the third quarter of 2024, while adjusted EBITDA reached 38 million reais, a 60.8% increase. Furthermore, we closed the quarter with a consolidated backlog of 895 million reais. These figures reflect the company's focus on operational efficiency and the diversification of solutions, especially with the strengthening of our machinery rental and B&W businesses. At Romi Machines, we maintained a solid order backlog and improved profitability, with a 2.4% increase in adjusted operating margin compared to the same quarter of the previous year. The rental business continues to gain relevance, with 57 new machines leased in the quarter, reinforcing the value of this solution for our customers. At B&W, our German operation, performance was once again impressive. Net operating revenue reached 99.6 million reais, with a significant expansion in operating margins. Additionally, we brought in 154 million reais in new orders in this third quarter of 2025, ending the quarter with an order backlog of 512 million reais, a 35% increase. These results confirm the success of our strategy of offering customized, highly complex technological solutions aligned with the demands of the global industry. The cast and machined parts unit continues to face challenges in all segments, but we remain committed to productivity gains and saw positive margin growth compared to the first half of the year. Finally, I would like to express our deep respect and pay tribute to Dr. Romeo Romi, who left us this quarter. His legacy of innovation, ethics, and dedication remains the foundation on which we continue to build the company's future. In short, this quarter reaffirms the strength of our strategy: business diversification, operational efficiency, a focus on technology, and customer proximity. We will continue investing in innovation, digitalization, and team development, and we're confident that Romi's success is directly connected to the success of our customers and business partners. Thank you all for your trust and continued partnership. Now I turn the floor over to Fabio, who will provide details on the quarter's financial results. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Cassiano. I'd like to start with the highlights. As we've mentioned, our revenues increased approximately 32% compared to the third quarter of 2024. Looking at Romi machines isolatedly, our revenues remain at a good level, and an increase came from B&W, who brought in 100 million in revenues this quarter. B&W revenues in 2025 are better distributed across the quarters, although there's still some concentration in the second quarter of the year, but the third quarter has been showing us better distribution across the third and fourth quarters when compared to the same quarters of 2024. Adjusted EBITDA amounted R$38 million, well above our results from the third quarter of 2024, almost 60.1% above. And again, with Romi machines, we've been achieving consistent results, and there's been a significant evolution in B&W's evolution in this quarter. Now, in terms of new businesses, we brought in approximately 390 million in new orders, almost 17% above the volume of the third quarter of 2024. There's a high concentration here in B&W orders, which amounted in this quarter R$154 million. And with a sound order entry, we've managed to conclude this quarter in September with approximately R$895 million in order backlog, which represents an increase of approximately 18% in comparison to the same period of 2024. And this applies both to Romi machines with its sound backlog and B&W's backlog as well. In terms of operating margin, consolidated operating margin this quarter, we've managed to achieve a significant expansion of 2.4% in comparison to the margin achieved in the third quarter of 2024. Again, the robustness of the Romi machines business contributed to this, as well as the B&W results. Now, talking about Romi machines specifically, we've concluded this quarter with a sound order backlog of which is about 85% above September last year, which means that looking down the road, we still have significant volume of machinery to be delivered to our customers. Adjusted EBITDA was also slightly above the third quarter of 2024, with a sound margin, demonstrating that quarter after quarter, we've been able to maintain the delivery of satisfactory operating margins. And for B&W, as we've mentioned earlier, this has been an excellent quarter of new projects amounting R$154 million in order entry. B&W concluded the quarter with a R$512 million real order backlog, which includes Machines to be delivered in along 2026, 2027. And this shows us that the choice for more complex solutions have been given us results, and we've been able to offer alternatives to the industry in order to continue to bring in a large volume of orders each quarter. In terms of performance, BW's performance was excellent this quarter, 100 million reals in revenues, operating margins well above what we delivered in the third quarter of 2024, and with excellent perspective for this business unit. Among other highlights, we have created the Sustainability Committee in 2025, which is closely aligned to the company's philosophy in sustainability actions. We have also participated during the last week of September in one of the most traditional expos in Hanover, which is the EMO Hanover in Germany. And we participated both as Romy and BW with both brands, and this has been very fruitful. And this is also an expo where we have an opportunity to be in touch with the most recent technology, and it is very important to us to be present, especially when it comes to internationalization. Also, in this third quarter, we've been able to distribute 16.8 million of interest on capital. Now, moving to conjunctural indicators, what we see both in terms of GDP, an industrial product, and gross fixed capital formation, we still see an evolution when compared to the same period of last year. However, we can observe a deceleration towards the end. And looking at the next slide, we see the average installed capacity utilization that has been on a descent. And this is something we feel from the customers that although activity levels are still quite satisfactory, the outlook is for a reduction of the utilization of installed capacity. This is something we observed in the past couple of months, but we've been already perceiving for some time a lack of confidence amongst industrial entrepreneurs when it comes to new investments. We've been seeking alternatives, whether through machine rental and also by selling used machines that are returned to us after the lease period. They still have a lot of acceptance in the market. So, in a way, we've been able to achieve a decent sales volume considering the challenging macroeconomic landscape. However, more recently, we see the environment deteriorating in the past couple of months. Talking about the demand for our rough and machined cast iron parts, as we can see, Romy machines are still widely used across the manufacturing industry, especially. And we see machines and equipment that are used within a wide range of industries, as well as service providers who work at different industries as well, representing half the sales of our machines, which is compatible to our history due to the type of machine that we manufacture. Then, looking at BW machines, there's some concentration because we're talking about larger projects with a highlight to aerospace, which is an industry we've been working on developing solutions applied and aerospace, and this has been an industry with good performance worldwide. Now, for rough and machined cast iron parts, automotive share has been reducing, especially with trucks manufacturing facing a retraction. When it comes to civil construction, we see stability. In agricultural machinery, we have a slight growth, but the growth is stable. And in wind power, we're still moving at a slow pace. Now, in thinking about net sales per business unit, with the substantial increment in revenues at BW in the first 9 months of 2025 in comparison to the first 9 months of 2024, we see BMW has gained a lot of participation, moving from 11% to 25% of consolidated revenues. And because Romy Machines is basically stable, its participation ended up being diluted by the BW growth. So Romy Machines represented 72% of revenues in 24, but it represented 60% in the first 9 months of 2025. Now, as to sales distribution, again, because BW was the unit that made the most progress in terms of revenue during this period, and this is a market external to Brazil. Brazil ended up reducing its share, whereas Asia increased its share as BW has a consolidated presence in Asian countries, especially in China, and also in Europe, which is where BW is located and has a consolidated market as well. Now, as to the United States, the share is constant. We have both Romy exports to the USA as well as BW exports to the USA. We have products that are manufactured in Germany and sold in the United States. And lastly, L Latin America remains basically stable in this comparison period. As to the order entry and backlog, we see some deceleration in Romy Machines. There has been a decrease of 30% in order entry for Romy Machines. This decrease is 100% represented by the domestic market, since we have been making progress in the foreign markets. However, it's still a small growth to make up for the losses in the domestic market. However, we still have had a decent amount of order entry, which you will see allowed us to conclude the quarter with a sound backlog. As we mentioned earlier, BW has experienced a very good quarter in terms of order entry. And also in the year to date, we see BW performing quite well. And this has been allowing its backlog to increase in spite of revenues increasing quarter after quarter, which will give us results over the next years. In rough and machined cast iron parts, we've experienced a growth of 35.5%. We have received the first order from the energy and power industry. But basically, in trucks and agricultural machines, activity level is still quite moderate. So, in total, we have achieved 388 million in new orders, an increase in comparison to the same quarter of 24, where BW has had a great share. And the year to date, in 2025, we are well above 24, except for Romy Machines, but we saw growth in BW Machines and rough and machined cast iron parts. Now, with this order backlog, we've concluded September 18% above September 2024. It's a backlog that's well above June 2025. And this is a sound backlog as we have lots of machines to deliver still. And BW give us a backlog for up to 2027. That's 30% above our quarter last year. And in rough and machine cast iron parts, this has been the most challenging area in the past few years, especially due to the retraction in the wind power industry. The total order backlog was concluded with 895 million, which also represents an 18% increase in comparison to the same quarter last year. Now, moving to margins and profitability, looking at the quarters and between 24 and 25, we see a decrease, but there are several aspects to be considered. First, we have a different mix of revenues in this quarter of 25. That is, BW's presence has increased, and even though it has increased its performance as well, its gross margin is below the gross margin obtained with roaming machines, and this impacts revenues. There's been a reduction in gross margin for roaming machines in the third quarter in particular, and this is quite concentrated due to the mix of products, and also exports have suffered to some extent due to the depreciation of the dollar in comparison to the real. In terms of profit, we can observe an increase in gross profit here, and operating expenses were well under control. This allows us to observe these results in operating profit and margin. And there's that had an impact in EBITDA, a positive impact in EBITDA. And this quarter, we've delivered 20.5 million, and the margin has been evolving from 3.4 to 5.8%. And the same way we can observe in EBITDA, EBITDA went from 23.6 to 38 million, and the margin evolved from 8.9 to 10.9 million in EBITDA for this third quarter of 2025. And this has allowed us to obtain an evolution in net income, moving to 27 million. That's almost that's the double of the same quarter in 24, and the margin has evolved from 5.1% to 7.9% when we look at this quarter of 2025. Now, in terms of business units results, Rumi Machines results are basically stable, and in the year to date evolution, we see an increase in gross margin, and this is very consistent. There are aspects to our rental machines as it has been gaining share within the company. This has been helping us maintaining operating efficiency and maintaining representativeness in the revenues with satisfactory margins. And with similar volume and evolution in gross margin, also in 2025, we've made progress, achieving 2.5% more margin in EBITDA. So even though the margin has not been growing in terms of revenues volume, we've been achieving good operating margins with the orders we have. For BW, then we can observe a substantial increase in revenues throughout the volume of order entry it has been bringing us over the past few years. In 2025, like I said, the revenues are better distributed across the quarters. And of course, this is closely connected to operating efficiency and cash flow management. And we have more liquidity. than we had in the same period of last year, and this has been allow us to expand margins. First, gross margin left from 8.6% to almost 16%, and this has allowed us to, in the first 9 months of the year, obtain an EBITDA break-even, and with good perspective of order backlog, we still have projects to deliver in the last quarter of this year. And for rough and machine cast iron parts, this is the most challenging area of the company, as we've mentioned earlier. Revenues are virtually stable at a low volume with regard to the actual business unit capacity. And this poses a series of challenges, for example, reduction of fixed costs and reorganization. So, looking at the results for these 9 months, we see a very challenging landscape, well below the history obtained in this unit. Now, based on the backlog, we are looking at a challenging future as well, but we have been taking action to increase performance. But the activity level is still quite challenging due to the environment, when it comes to rough and machine cast iron parts. Now, for net indebtedness, we have 149 million in net debt. There's been consumption of cash. But when looking at the behavior of cash flow, it has been improving, and the idea is to deallocate cash flow so that it returns to improve the level of net indebtedness. However, debt levels are quite balanced, and we are completely covered for our dues. And this quarter, we have captured more funds to sustain the growth in the foreign market. However, we are still observing sound results in terms of liquidity. And in terms of capital market performance, our performance has been below IBOVESPA. This is obviously an industry that's more subject to cycles, more sensitive to macroeconomic environment that we have been experiencing in the last few years. And this has also been impacting the company's performance and consequently the performance of our shares. With this, we conclude the presentation of financial results in the third quarter of 2025. And I'd like to thank you very much for your attention, and we remain available to address any questions you might have. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. Please note that this conference call is exclusively for investors and investment professionals. To ask a question, type it along with your name and the name of the company you represent in the Zoom app's Q&A tool. For audio questions, use the raise hand tool to open your microphone and then identify yourself. So we have the first question. It's actually two questions. So I'm going to read the first, address it, and then I'll continue to the second part. The question comes from Antonio Fonseca from LFX Capital. Thank you very much for your question, Antonio. So to address the first part, he says, "Good morning. What concerned me the most in the results was the 30% drop in order entry for Romy machines. Is this due to the drop in rented machines or to the market scenario? What's the outlook for this year of elections with the reduced demand and increased indebtedness in spite of the dollar losing value faced real?" Well, basically, Antonio, we see the entrepreneur's confidence level being reduced. This causes investment levels in the country to be reduced as well. People hold back before making a decision to invest, and this has caused the market to cool down. When it comes to machine rental, we've achieved significant results in the second quarter, and the third quarter is still consistent. And machine rented results are good. We have not had any returning of rented machines in the third quarter. So it's basically a reduction in order entry in sales. Now, the perspective for this year of elections for 2026, it's hard to anticipate. Romi always works with large capacity to react. If we're having a good year, we have to react quickly and seize the moment, like it happened during the pandemic. We acted quickly and returned quickly. So if there's a reduction in investors' appetite, operationally speaking, we must be in very good shape, maintaining the margins and sprint through this period. We always work with this capacity to react, whether we're growing or not. It is a year where interest rates shall remain at high levels, at least that's the forecast for the first half of next year, and high interest rates inhibit investments. And like you said, the depreciation of the real in the dollar in comparison to the real increases competition for Romi. So this year and next year, we see the appreciation of real. And if entrepreneurs' confidence levels are relatively low, then we should probably experience a year similar to this semester. Now, as to the second question, BW had very different results and revenues this quarter is regarding this the orders. Well, talking about BW, these machines were delivered were sold late last year or during the second half of last year. BW is a company that manufactures high engineering and high complexity machines, so they're always large projects. When the project is slightly smaller, the deadline could be 10 to 12 months for delivery. When it's a larger project, this period could extend to 14, 15, up to 16 months. So this is how BW works dynamically. BW has been attracting new orders, and the backlog at BW, over 15% of it should be delivered still within this year. A substantial part of it will be delivered throughout 2026. And around 20% of this backlog will only be delivered up to 2027. We don't have long deadlines for delivery affecting BW opportunities. The 2027 projects are clients who are making investment in infrastructure, and they also desire to receive the deliverables in 2027. So BW continues to work hard to meet the customers' demands and desire to have the machines delivered at this period. But like I always say, we should look at BW as the full year. So next quarter, when we conclude the quarter, this will give us a better understanding of BW's performance in comparison to 2024. And for 26, we have a sound order backlog for BW. So this is Romi as a whole. Sometimes Romi machines suffer a little bit, but BW brings in great things, and sometimes it's the opposite. So we have this mix across the three units, and that helps us achieving this consistency and solidity in the past few years in our results. So thank you, Antonio.
Excuse me. If you have any questions, please type them along with your name and the name of the company you represent in the Q&A tool of the Zoom app.
Excuse me.
Since there are no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Luis Casiano Rosalén for his closing remarks. Please note that Rome's Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions. Mr. Rosalén, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you very much for participating in Rome's third quarter earnings conference call. We remain at your avail throughout the next quarter to address any questions you might have. Our next call will be on February 4th after disclosing the results for 2025. So I wish you an excellent rest of your day. Thank you very much. The Rome conference call is now concluded. Thank you all for your participation. Have a good day.